Blog Talk Radio.
Now, number two practiced the snake style. He was known as the snake spirit. He had the speed of a snake.
This is like circus out here.
Snake style.
Circus, mule bike. The outside. They roll back into their holes. Slither in the streets of Brooklyn, New York. Slither in the streets of Manhattan. In the streets of Queens. Streets of the Bronx. Streets of Staten Island. Wherever you see them, they slither. Weber. Yo. This was some shit. But check it out. Yo. Yo. It broke me up when they pat me on my shoulder. Said stay strong cause his life is now over. I flash back to the heathens that he rolled with. They shot him up and now nobody knows shit. My peers, little ears. He came up to me with an eye full of tears. Last night we were shooting dice and getting nice. Kid rolled us and played us for our merchandise. We were in the hallway all day. Me, Steve, and Little Ray. Probably at first they tried to rob me. Back me in the lobby. Pull out the shoddy. Then came Scotty. Fragile body. My first impression, he returned from a party. He was just stagger, smelling like McCarty. The dragon, bragging how he was fucking mad hottie. Pressed on the elevator button. And all of a sudden, he licked off about a dozen slugs from the cannon that ripped through my cousin. No one was standing when the niggas started busting. Blood started to flood the floors by the elevator door. That's the last thing that I saw. Damn, we plan to make grand of our home.
Number two.
A jagged edge, rockhead guard, heart of stone edge. We pledge, whoever crossed his path is strapped with a sledge. Hammer, he didn't give a damn about the manor. And on the block he was called by the mamas and the grandma. Indecent, heathen, juvenile delinquent. His weekends was frequently locked inside the precinct. His most recent case for catching pace was snatching up snakes on the roof, butt naked, hang them off like drapes. The Nash was the combination to the safe with the brace. And those who didn't reply, they fell straight to their fate. Razor blade sharp who invade the dark and raid more spots than spades and knocks. Iron heart like Tony Stark, a fierce lion will never leave the crib without the iron. And on the block he be slinging rocks and ducking from the sirens, beating niggas he love with a pound and a bear hug. Those who want a like, they catch a slug from the snug. A 5% who only knew was 1 to 10. He loved the guards with his heart, but his brain was filled with sin. And when he came through, niggas be looking out, hoping he get shot or took out or locked the fuck up in Brooklyn House. And PC on a liquid diet, but he was louder than a riot.
Number
yo,
two.
$2 to a nigga named Trigger. Bad rude boy from the land of Jamaica. With visions to venture to the U.S. to receive the gold that he couldn't achieve in his country. Even though he sold mad weed for the next man who was the dawn of the clan. Niggas acting like they got the block locked. Like I can't sling drug raps and eat food. But I be the rudest. Bad boy stepping gun toting. Shots lashed out like a violent explosion at the nigga who tries to stop my production. Intervene the scene and slow up the cream. None of that Black East New York gun talk. Niggas I extort from Bortick to Boardwalk. Memories of injuries, wounds and burns. Walking through the streets of Medina I stand firm. Cause I know this, which means I can hold mine down without a doubt. Niggas who front get snuffed out. Justice must be born, there's no escape. Cause a snake can't be reformed, so I wait. Coming in the name to proclaim your fame for protection. And you don't know no fucking lesson.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than the deep blue sea. Badder than you and me. Niggas coming through the trees like a salamander. Biting like a piranha. But I'm biting your back like a Black Panther. The style I'm amping the. Fuck my name, who I be. Fuck the game, it's all about the money. Sometimes I get high with the meth. Then I turn to the killer priest. When it comes 12 o'clock, I turn into the demon beast. Yo.
Yo, fuck that shit. Yo. Show these motherfuckers what time it is.
Days
when I come with a rocket, ready to fly the rocket, slipping to my
Yo, to all the Wu-Tang Clan members, the Ghostface Killer, the Jizzer, the RZA, the Old Dirty Bastard, the Method Man, the Chef, Raekwon, Inspector Jack, you God. Yo.
Black. All in dedicated recordings. Rappers, you stick a fork in. Happens for me talking. Hype when we talk it. Imagine if we could walk it. Standing side by side with them sisters. Harlem, New York, this. Here's my offense. My spirit in core sense. We in a war. I'm just giving you more trench. Watching the law tense. Recording won't throw a death. They kill you on video and get off like raw sex. Guess where you took it? They giving it to you crooked. A beating at the bookings. Cali, Texas, or Brooklyn. No matter the gang took it. Assault you for how you looking. Beef with us is always cooking. First they freeze it and they hook it. Gifted, young and black, yo, the sun is back. Even our elders fit that description, I be one in fact. When I wrote this, never felt hopeless, but I be knowing shit. Can't give in to this prone shit, got too much dope to live. Is this the end? Nah, it's my new edition, true rendition of my goals and missions. I be spitting, quitting time, maybe for you. I got things to do like slated you and feeding you. I got bars like vegan finger food. African spirit, I'm spiritual. 357 miracle, want you to hear it when it's hitting you. Passed on Sunday, gunplay on Monday. The fight for freedom's forever, we seeing it someday. I ain't perfect, relationship lost cause of my worship. Thought I have it forever, some feelings feel deserving. The lessons of my fate, had to learn it, let them escape, breathe it back in. Now wait a second, need to take a second. Man, I hate this lesson, but I got a deal to see progression. Can't be possessive, I'm letting go, no more pretending. I got a core to strengthen, build with brethren. Speak my skill and my breath and you can't touch it or contest it. When I'm resting, burn the body, let the fire bless it. Mix the ashes with gunpowder and forge a weapon. Don't kill black with it, I'm coming back with it. Blasting at that fitted, I'm killing the crack of minions. Gotta watch the Russell Wilsons, he Christian, I'm sacrilegious. You get it, maybe you didn't, I'm just showing off and spitting. Interesting, quitting Ikea, my ass, Adidas, they distant. Bring them together, that's hard, I'm feeling different. But it's the true me, I ain't spooky. I have mastered this fire, your skills are zooky. You can't sharpshoot me, I don't do booth beef. It only takes one loose leaf to show you my true beef. Gotta go green, I'ma save you from two sheets. Fists will remove teeth, even on smooth beats. Sisters give birth to gems, crackers to jewel thieves. Put the mics and rhymes in the sauce, I smother the two-piece. And now I'm flowing, Dido dreams, I'm Leroy Green. Show enough, I'm glowing. The wretched of the earth lock up my solar dad brothers. Destruction of black civilization can't protect our mothers. They came before Columbus, still the Iceman cometh. With the protocols of Zion, behold a pair of horse running his mouth. Shout out to the races of the south. He don't bite his tongue, he play the wolf, that's what he bout. It's easier to kill him cause his ego points him out. He don't like to hide, he tells T.I. to bring him out. Now this northerner delivers award-winning performance. Have you feeling like you sovereign till he's busting all your doors and armed with guns and false warrants. My talk warrants me to train in a dark forest, hunting Chuck Norris. Priceless skill, I would never bargain. Locked up for flow, I would never pardon. I ain't the nicest, I just flow the smartest. United front, the vanguard, a sci-fo department. I think I got a problem, I mean I got a think problem. 70 bars in 3 minutes, I'm a drink problem. My AA meetings stand for Africans, a lot of them. Devil bring the heat, but Dido hotter than the pot of them. I lava them, volcanic sound burns, decay, I'm rotting them. Devils and coons recite it, yo, I'm not with them. Here we go, ain't nobody stopping him. Dido Green rocking them, dropping them, I'm hotter than. 3 minute warning, church in the field, a pastor.
Artifacts in this world. Love my earth, but polygamous. More than one girl. Wartime got me heated. Governments command and conquered. Holy wars in effect. And George Bush, Peter Sahasa. I'm shaking hot. Shine up, make gunpowder clip that, that you want. Evils of this world of gods wrote the scripts for that. So maintain the black. Keep your mind right. So here, study that. Actual facts, understand that this God man is black. Actual fact, new Black Panther Party never whack. Hitting back, but the God's ass son with a bat. And after that, did Jack Emma through his rapid back. Look him in his eyes, telling us what he get for that. I will smash you, beat you down, kick, bruise, and bat you. I have to break your molecules and regrab you. You stick to in your gutter, hold your white spook. Off duty cop, kicked in the mouth with my boot. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building back liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your targets. I'm a warrior, trained by
Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hitting me. So first time, take out your tongue.
As I pound the ground, concrete still erupting. You're blazing, I'm still amazing. No interruption, no hesitation. To take a house nigga's head, cause I'm sick of these coonin' niggas with them pretty ass dreads. And I'm sick of hippity songs, every verse is full of lead. And I'm sick of the radio, keeping our babies misled. And I'm sick of these faggot niggas, come dripping on your face, on your knees for this crack. I can't stand your own way. And I'm sick of happy niggas with these happy meal deals. And these Jewish ass labels don't love you for real. And I'm sick of every rapper claiming he poppin' still. He's a bitch for real, you never dreamed to kill. You're living fancy lust. Black Panthers making Bush open us. Walking through the path, Harriet Tubman set for us. Let's go through the math. Revolution, man, is a must. We have come to clash everything that's irrelevant. I'm a Wookiee, trained by Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a Wookiee, trained by Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target.
As my thoughts maintain, to always remain black. Creep the other night, a devil named Jill got jacked. Big time boss man, run to the crossway. You put the steel in his mouth, take his wife in his den. Kill the home at the hotel to spend up all the things. I used to sleep in the street, so I don't need no fucking friends. All your crack won't be fitting me, but still be loving your enemy. Residing in stupidity, but for my foes, I got no pity. Rapping like my dead, the women moving out my city. But I've been watching back up with them niggas who want to go sticky. Niggas saying stuck, everyone them getting shifty. Got body getting funky, now they call me Mr. Shitty. Rapping on the hydro, skunk and back for sweets. Eyes red as fire, now I'm ready to brush your feet. Mayday, mayday, now it's time to kill the beast. A new world order clan, no dino, and no man up from the east. I'm a Wookiee, trained by Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a Wookiee, trained by Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a Wookiee, trained by Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a Wookiee, trained by Khalid Muhammad, I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target.
Suffer a slave, the hardest way, until today, but so they say, but so old, but so old.
Warrior,
that we have arrived when we get together and weather the storm.
Warrior,
I look to the sun, I'm moving the clouds, I'm trying to keep warm.
Warrior,
the devil will never get me on his team. Tired of them telling me life is a dream. Life is so real, but it's not what it seems. It's making me scream.
Warrior.
I look at the screen. It's hatred for self. Exploiting the poor. They robbing the wealth. The chemical trails destroying our health. Listen to me.
Warrior.
I'm black and I'm proud. I yell to the crowd. They yelling it back.
Warrior.
They hiding the truth. Destroying the proof. I tell them it's bad.
Warrior.
I'm black, but I'm African. Traffic and freedom. I lead them the truth.
Warrior.
They rap about trapping, attacking. They don't. I give them the proof.
Warrior.
Killing your brother, man. Why not the other man? We can do better, I swear. Back to the motherland. We can go further, man. Living this life on a prayer. I work with the gods, invisible guide. I see it, it's all in the star. The culture is back, the feeling is good. You hear it, it's all in my bar. I carry the scars, the whippings were bad. My back is just full of the hate. You gave us division, you fed us religion. I'm taking it all off my plate.
I've been on this road so long, but freedom never come. I've been on this road so long, look at what I've become. Freedom trainers, come and get your ticket here today. Pack my bags, no looking back, I need a better way.
Word warrior, word warrior.
Africa.
Africa,
on this slave ship they were acting up.
Acting up.
Slave ship was worse than in Attica.
So the mafia drop them off in a Jamaica. Medicine woman of release Jamaica. African strength comes straight from the creator. We tell them, don't play with mother nature. African don't follow Babylon behavior. Lord,
I've been on this road so long, but freedom never come. I've been on this road so long, look at what I've become. Freedom trainers, come and get your ticket here today. Pack my bags, no looking back, I need a better way.
Word warrior, love. Word warrior.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the National Menace Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party under the leadership of our five-star general, General Taco Wolverine Shakur, and the National Deputy Field Marshal for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the auspices and leadership of our national chairwoman, the modern-day Queen Zinga of our time, our warrior sister, General Crystal Muhammad. I speak of none other than our warrior educator and modern-day Black Dragon himself, Minister King Samir Shabazz. This is Black Survivor Die series, every Warrior Wednesday. Phone number to call in, 929-477-1755, begin 929-477-1755. One with your questions or your comments. I'm going to open up tonight's class. I'm reading a few of the quotations and the explanation on today's degree from our sacred text, Inyaa Sasim, A Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts by Ajinga, Living Ancestor Dr. Nwale K. Bomani Baruti, Baba. So we're going to begin on November the 11th. The quotation here is from our esteemed African warrior sister, Asada Shakur. It is our duty to fight. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and protect each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. And the affirmation for that day, it is my duty to win. Let's go over here to the 12th quote from another warrior revolutionary, Baba David Walker. And it states, it is no harm, no more harm for you to kill a man who is trying to kill you than it is for you to take a drink of water when thirsty. In fact, the man who will stand still and let another murder him is worse than an infidel. And if he has common sense, ought not to be pitied. And that was from Dave Walker. And the affirmation for that day, the 12th, is I control my own mind. Now let's look on today. A quote from Vincent Harding. Systems do not exist apart from individuals. They are indeed the creation and expression of men and women. Let's get into Baba's explanation for the day. All peoples create their institution in their image, such as capitalism as one form of that economic institution can take is a European creation. It is the only economic order that exists in the European mind to ever have produced and sustained because it naturally fits their cultural personality. And it's only the major economic system named after things. African economic dependency is not the work of some sterile impersonal economic engine, as Europeans would have us to believe, except to the extent that a culture's economic institution is the manufacturer of the evolved subconscious imperatives of that collective people who naturally design the economic order to fit their minds. It is the creation of a people who work to create it as an extension and enabler of their will. We must see this clearly. Culture and society produce an economy. It is not the other way around. Economy, like spirit, like family, is the creation of a cultural personality. Affirmation, I reject the European economic order. Affirmation, I reject the European economic order. Affirmation, I reject the European economic order. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some present to others the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party under the leadership of our five-star general, General Taco Wolverine Shakur, and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman General Crystal Muhammad. I speak of none other than my atomic A-like and warrior educator, our modern day Black Dragon himself is in the building. Brothers and sisters, warriors, allow me to introduce some present to others. My brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Black power, black power, black power, black power. A BB for Hodier, warrior salute, and just, what's up? Man, it feels like it's been forever, but that's a feeling I always have. You understand what I'm saying? Because I love to teach, I love building, you know, so... What's happening, family? Welcome to the Black Survival Die class. And we know that the cracker is waiting to push his button at any given moment. And, you know, it's been consistently pissing me off, and I know it's pissing you off. But I know it's pissing the God off.
Right. Right.
So, what's happening, Almighty? What's happening?
We got some scorched earth to cover, you know, on today. So, we're going to have to get to it. And wherever you go, I'll follow up, God.
All right. Man, it's so much to build about. You understand what I'm saying? It's so much going on. But I don't like being repetitive and, you know, with the same old topics everybody else is talking about. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not into that. I'm really not into that. So I let people have their views on, you know, what they feel or what's going on around the world. But what we are going to talk about is some... Man, what we are going to talk about is some destruction to white supremacy. That's what we're going to talk about.
That's my favorite subject right there.
You dig? What else the hell do we have to talk about?
And God, you asked the question. You asked me, God. You was like, how come we don't get invited no place. You asked that question, God. You see what I'm saying? You asked that question, and I saw what happened, God. Before you get into to the bill for today's degree, I saw what happened. And you can answer your own question. Y equals stuff. You can answer your own question as to why the fuck you don't get invited nowhere. I understood. when I got to the spot and I seen a couple of heads in there, I was like, this is why I don't get invited no place. This is why I don't get invited.
Wait. Which one? The newer piece?
Yeah, the newer, you know, the newer version. They were scared to death of the old version, you know. They showed up because they were scared, not the opposite, because they didn't want you to find out and comb the crowd, and I didn't see your ass over there. So that was a different kind of vibe. I'm saying, like, okay, with the refined energy, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, so if we're not doing our own shit, then we know we're not, they're not going to reach to the stack and call us nowhere. Like, hey, we got a budget for you.
Definitely.
For you to travel somewhere. Like, nah. And it don't matter who it is. It don't matter who it is. You know what I mean? Like, not in no speaking capacity. They might call you to host some shit, but it don't matter who it is. When it come down to it, they might even be shook to even put the damn. I'm like, man, like, I don't even know if you want your event to be a success and not be infiltrated. You might not want to put me on the flyer, picture, or name
at all.
Word is bomb, because
just tell them Jay-Z coming.
Yeah, some Jay-Z coming. They show up looking for Jay-Z, and they find us. They're gonna be glad Jay-Z ain't coming that day. So yeah, I just wanted to hear your build on that. You see what I'm saying? And how was it actually, you know, coming back after so much time and having, you know, set ability to be able to address the public? You know, always address the warriors, but the public.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
The event itself was the state of the race, state of the black race, self-defense, and know your rights. Comrade Rakeem Balogun was supposed to have been building also, but unfortunately, as we know, and for those who don't know, he's black. Behind enemy lines again. These bastards done created some bullshit and put our brother back behind enemy lines again. So, waiting on the information so we can send out to everyone, you know what I mean, to reach out to the brother, let him know you're there for his support. Man. Being black out amongst the public is, you know, it's a whole different vibe. I just shot it from the hip, God. You know what I'm saying? I just went in, just shot from the hip based upon the topic and what I know is vital that the people need to hear. You understand what I'm saying? They needed to hear every word that I said. And, shit, to be honest, it was a lot I didn't say for security reasons. I know for a fact there was an agent in the crowd. I can describe him in everything, but I'm not going to do that. So I had to be quick. You understand what I'm saying? And not put us in a situation with this agent sitting here. So I had to go into scholar mode. You dig? The energy, I don't, man. I'm really striving to understand the psyche of our people even more. The energy was great, and it got greater. You understand what I'm saying? But the fact that it was a good crowd, but for the city of Newark, it was no excuse. You know what I mean? Through the rain and all of that. And then it stopped raining at a point. So the build itself was great. A lot of people came up with some very concrete information. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't just come up there running off at the goddamn mouth. People left there with serious information on their domes. And that's what I appreciated and enjoyed about it the most. Folks was giving up information. Go research and do the knowledge for yourself and boom, but they was giving it up. You understand what I'm saying? So it was very, very, very uniting. Very uniting. And it's another word I'm looking for. Full of vigor. Full of vigor. Even the young sister who's getting ready to take her bar, she's the daughter of the host, of the brother who hosted the event. And, you know, New Jersey has some crazy laws when it comes to self-defense. You understand what I'm saying? Really wild, messed up laws. Basically, they have no self-defense. There's no self-defense law in the state of New Jersey. You understand what I'm saying? So it's wild. So she was breaking all that down and how to try to counter that as much as possible. But it was good. It was good. And that's pretty much where we are right now. The state of the race, I'm going to say it, is atrocious as hell. The state of the black race is atrocious as hell, trifling as hell. I'm on my way to the plantation, and I'm talking 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I see young boys flaunting and just a sashaying down the goddamn street on their way to school, man. The state of the black race is trifling. I'm seeing young sisters walk around the black community selling a coochie, walking, oh my God, walking the damn street butt naked. I'm talking butt naked. Black women walking the streets butt naked. I'm not talking about prostitutes. Well, they are, obviously. But at least prostitutes, you know, they got the sexy stuff on. These chicks is wearing completely, absolutely nothing. Brothers out here trying to make a little hustle, right? Now you got the brothers standing on the corners, standing at the gas stations and selling their dealing. Dick for sale. I lie to you not, family. I'm going to keep it raw with y'all. You should already know. Dick for sale. Huh? You got black women hopping up on goddamn police cars, twerking, ass naked. Black women running up to the police, twerking on the police. And now, the biggest bomb of the bombs. You got these flaming goddamn steers and queers talking about black power. Huh? Calling themselves America's descendants of slaves or some bullshit. Homos. At the lead of the so-called conscious movement. See, the state of the race, we have gone completely black to goddamn sleep. Completely black to sleep. Now, I know of the 5% of those of us who are striving to wake us up. And I give each and every single one of you a salute and a shout out because I know this shit is hard. Huh? When young girls want to be boys and young boys want to be goddamn girls. Now you got the fucking gay BCs, man. The gay BCs. And this is what they're teaching your children. And you have become okay with it. Why? Because you're so goddamn selfish. You don't want to spend time with putting this knowledge of black power into the minds of your child. You would rather send them to the goddamn Crocker's laboratory. Just so you can sit at home and do absolutely goddamn nothing. Then get mad when you got to go pick them up. Then get mad when you got to go to parent-teacher conference. You sent them to the damn cemetery. So now you got to continue to help dig their damn grave. But we're going to get it together. But as of this very moment, the state of the black race is in serious, serious, serious trouble. Serious trouble. Still in 2019, the so-called conscious community, the so-called black power movement, I said it, so-called. Whatever the hell you want to call it, it's a damn farce. Why? Because niggas are still at the helm. The state of the black race, man. Our sickness is caused by the white man. We're not going to sit here and pontificate it. We're not going to act like he didn't do shit. We're not going to act like this old nasty cracker bitch is not in your dreams and your fantasies. And keeping you locked in to white supremacy. It's the white woman that's keeping you locked in, black man. These old whores is running around, jogging, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, getting all fit. And look at you. Huh? She got a little tight leggings on, running with her little stale coochie, smelling up the goddamn community, and you just slobbering all out the mouth when she running by. So now your coon ass getting up 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning just to watch this old dog run by like a damn sick pervert. State of the black race is trifling as hell. Huh? The black man would rather suck a dick than fight the white man. Uh-oh. I said it. The black man would rather suck a dick than fight this goddamn cracker. And to help us destroy white supremacy. Because that's what it's all about. But I don't want to have to worry about some damn brother trying to put his thumb up my ass when we're on the battlefield. So somewhere we got to draw the goddamn line. Because we can't talk about revolution and just act like this fucking homo bomb is not in existence. Man, this shit is killing us. The state of the black race is completely psychotic. Wickedly psychotic. Where you got young mothers burning their 2 and 3 month old babies in the ovens, putting them in microwaves and all kinds of sick stuff, man. You want to talk about the state of the race? Let's talk about it. We know our trifling conditions in our trifling ass communities. Because our conditions reflect the way we think and the way we act. Our communities reflect the way we think and the way we act. I'm on the train today, and I see this young brother just bopping to the music, dancing to himself. But then I notice, he's not just bopping to the music and dancing to himself. And I say, well, maybe he's, you know, feeling good. Maybe he had a nice little spliff and he feeling it. You dig? And wrong answer. Another crowd of young brothers and sisters get on, and the dancing brother was sitting there, minding, you know, to himself. All of a sudden, one of the young sisters started screaming and ran down the aisle of the train. So I got up to look, see what was going on, and apparently the young brother had did or said something, and the whole crowd started running. But then I noticed this fool had a big-ass machete in his leg, in his pants leg. So he pulled it out. So I slid my book bag off real easy-like. Slid it off. Boom. Sat up. FOI style. At attention. Not knowing now if this brother is going to decide to just snap out and just start cutting heads anybody near him. So he happened to look at me. And I looked at him. And y'all know I'm, you know, I wear glasses now, right? So I took my glasses off and gave the brother this really stern look. So I'm trying to communicate with him without communicating with him. You dig? So as I'm looking at him and he's looking at me, I'm looking down, up and down at him, trying to tell him to put that goddamn machete up. I ain't gonna call the pigs on you. Brother, put the fucking machete up. Okay? So he did it. Put it up. Boom. And he looked back at me again, and he just shook his head and started bobbing to the music. And now everything was calm again. When we talk about the state of the black race, we must talk about the mental illnesses or the mental dis-ease in the black community. And we have to stop acting like, oh, somebody flipped him a Mickey. And that's it. That's the say-all, end-all. No. Everybody ain't get flipped no damn Mickey. Because believe it or not, we are all suffering from europhilia. Each and every one of us. Even those of us who say that, you know, we're so righteous. Bullshit. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, just as quick as you came into the awakening of yourself, you could go back to sleep overnight. The state of the black race. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about the bipolar disorder. We got to talk about the schizophrenia. Huh? We got to talk about all the ailments of not just the mind, but the body as well. We got to talk about the multiple sclerosis and the leukemia and the diabetes. That's killing us. The heart attacks, the fucking cancer, that's killing us. The swine, the Christianity, it's killing us. There's so many things to talk about when we talk about the state of the black race. But we got to get to the root of this damn condition. And the root cause of our condition of europhilia and all the other philias. The root cause is the goddamn white man. Yes, brother. Yes, sister. Your bipolar disorder is caused by the white man. Creating the conditions, creating the social ailments. To keep us in constant hell. To keep us in constant slavery. To keep us in constant debt, which is slavery. In survival and self-defense, I want to talk about the importance, family, of knowing your terrain. And those are just a few examples of the state of the black race today. But I want to get into a little piece of the survival part. Know your terrain. What does that mean? Well, as I'm starting to grow more accustomed to starting everything with self. Self, know your terrain. What does that mean? That means know your path. Know where you are going. Uh-oh. Now that can go a few ways. But let's talk about the spiritual first. Because the first duty of a Panther is to be politically, culturally, and spiritually conscious. See, we didn't say religiously conscious. We said spiritually conscious. So let's deal with the spirit. Let's deal with the terrain of the spirit. Huh? This is where knowing thyself comes in. Remember a few years back when I said to you, for those who have been truly paying attention, I said to you, there is no way possible that you could get out here in survival mode and not have the proper knowledge of yourself. Wasting your damn time. Because you must know what we are fighting for. You must know what we are preparing for. You just watching white folks gather up all their food and their guns, and you just sit by. Look at these guns they got. But you ain't doing it. And it's an honor to be the longest reigning show on Do the Knowledge. Longest reigning class that we've been preparing you. All these years, we have been preparing you. So, how many of you have been adding on to your supplies? How many of you started a new bug out bag because you got about 5 or 6 already? What have you been doing? Did you go back to sleep? Did you think the white man is going to stop knocking you upside your head? Because it's only going to get worse. Huh? In a matter of days, the entire United States military regime will be moving on the black community. I don't think y'all heard what I just said. In just a few days, the United States Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, Army Reserves, and all the other goddamn reserves, the police, the FBI, CIA, the DOJ, the fucking Department of Taxation is coming. Goddamn ambulance is carrying guns now. They coming. The firemen is coming. And they're all coming to remove everything black in their sight. And it's legalized. It's legalized. So what are you going to do now? You still want to sit on that fucking PlayStation all day and act like a damn soldier? Huh? You want to act like a damn sniper? Well, it's time to get that sniper training, my brother, my sister. Because this is not a damn game. The battlefield in the black community is no game. So we got to know our terrain. We got to know how we're going to move. We got to know where we're going to move. We got to know goddamn why we got to move. And what is the proper protocol? But it starts with that good old spirituality. Black God and that black gun. We must have a root basis of our spirituality. Whatever your concept is, it should be first and foremost from a black perspective, a black theology, a black root. Don't care if you worship water. It should be the blackest water you can find. You want to worship the universe? That's fine. But know the essence of that universe is from the mind of the original man. So you got to know yourself. It is no way of getting around it. You got to know yourself. You got to know the path you were created to move and shake and mold and fashion. You got to know your 25,000 miles. You have to walk your 25,000 miles. And the significance of the 25,000 miles is a mile for each there's a mile to the planet's circumference. 24,896 miles, approximately 25,000 miles. So each step you take in life, you have to make a concrete decision of right and wrong, because that is the only justice, right and wrong. That's the balance, right? Some of y'all want to be more Chinese than the goddamn Chinese, so let's talk about some yin and yang. Can you understand that now? Huh? Knowledge and wisdom. Remember last week we talked about speaking the language and not taking the language of Yaqub and his followers. Because we have a language. The supreme mathematics is our language. The supreme alphabet is our language. The supreme wisdom is our language. The sciences of the universe, the chemistry, the biology, everything that you see in your creation is the language of the original man. Be, and it is. Kun fayakun. Be, and it is. Huh? So when we look at the state of the race today, oh, damn, we must say, or have we said, be, and shit, we can't even say, and it is yet. We're stuck at the be. And most of us are still trying to be. Hoping that you can one day possibly be. But for now, jackass, you just a wannabe. So the wannabes hoping they can one day become the killer bees. Huh? And I'm talking about them big-ass African killer bees. The cracker is petrified to death of the African killer bee. That's what I want. Anything the white man is scared of, I want it. I need all the cracker repellent I can get. And so do you. Damn it, if wearing garlic around my neck could keep the white man away, I would be full of I would have big ass Flavor Flav style chains of garlic just to keep the damn devil away. But for now, the frankincense and myrrh does just fine. It's definitely a cracker repellent. Oh, you didn't know? You need to go research. Frankincense and myrrh keeps the devil away. Yes. Yes. Of all the damn fragrances these crackers have made, have you ever seen them make frankincense and myrrh? That's a cracker repellent. And I'm telling you something real, so you better stock up on it. You dig? Some of y'all need it to bathe and just soak yourselves in it. You want to be around these motherfuckers so much, and they hate your black ass guts. But they smile in your face and hi, brother, you to death. Black power, brother, you to death. Free Mumia, you brother to death. And we continuously fall for it. State of the black race is in goddamn shambles. It's a complete embarrassment. Because the only thing the cracker sees you as is a piece of entertainment. Do a jig for me, nigga. Do a twerk for me, nigga. You're just an entertainer to the white man. You're not even a slave no more. You're just an entertainer. Just a joke. A damn joke. So we got to know where we stand in this, man. We're at the bottom of the bottom. Let's just stop the bullshit. We're at the complete, absolute bottom. How is that? When the universe itself is created by us. And now, generations of us know nothing about the damn universe. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It amazes me how I see people, you know, when I travel a lot and things, and I do these survival trainings and even, you know, just being out in the woods, it amazes me how amazed some of our people be when they see stars in the sky. Like they never saw a star in the sky in their entire life. But I had to do the knowledge. I had to do the knowledge. You don't know about the stars. Because you're not taught about the stars as being symbolic to yourself. At the understanding stage, growing, growing and growing and growing. So in knowing your terrain, you got to use the stars as guides of light, wisdom, and understanding. This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the star is symbolic to the black child. That the star is the understanding. Because once the understanding is manifested, we shine. There's a glow around us. Huh? That's what the halo truly represents. The crowning of the original man's mind that shines brighter than the sun. Oh, black man, I'm telling you who you are. Who we are. We are greater than the sun. God damn it, we brought the sun into manifestation. But in knowing our terrain, we got to study. We got to study the sciences. We got to study. Now let's go to the physical degree of that. In knowing your terrain on the battlefield. You should know. Within, some say 6, I'm going to say 10. You should know your terrain. At least 10 block radius, north, east, south, and west. From where you are. 10 blocks. In these 10 blocks, you're going to be looking. However, your geographical location is set up, more so in specific in the urban areas. I know for you southerners and suburban folk, it's set up completely different. In the urban areas, you're going to be looking for alleyways, or as we call ducky spots. Abandoned houses, abandoned factories, things or places that could be utilized as a command post when it all goes down. You're going to be looking for police stations. And things of that nature. You're going to be looking for rail stations, city hall, and all of that. So do a 10-block radius. In every section of where you live. This is where, as I always stress to you, maps come in. You should have a map of your city, a map of your state, a map of the United States. And I also have a world map. Maps. The city map. Study it. Walk the trails. Learn your terrain. Wooded areas you're going to also be looking for. Water spots you're going to be looking for. Water with you're going to be looking for spots with free water. Or if you have to liberate it, you know it's there. You're also going to be looking for food spots. In case you have to do some liberation. Study your maps of your city. You can get maps from the library, gas stations, or get a map of your city. Study it. Also, you want to learn the underground trails in your city. Underground tunnels, bomb shelters, hospitals. Especially hospitals. Know your terrain. Very important. It gives you an upper hand on not only your enemy, but other civilians as well. Because when you know your terrain, you know what routes to take and not to take. So this means now you have to study the routes. Learn the blue route, the green route, the red route, yellow route, the black route. You got to learn what they mean. And I'm going to tell you now, when you learn what they mean, you're going to be pretty pissed off. Because they're set up for military transportation to come into the black community with ease. This is why certain bridges and things tell you only a certain weight limit is allowed on this particular bridge. Because that bridge is set up for certain vehicles to come into the black neighborhoods to kill us. So know your terrain. It is vitally important for us as soldiers, as warriors, to know our terrain. You got to study it. There's no part of your city you should not know about. At least know about it. God damn. And in most cases, hell, take a trip. Go out to the parts you've never been to. Study it. Find landmarks. Landmarks. They're very helpful. A damn fire hydrant can be a landmark. A specific tree can be a landmark. Know your terrain for evasion and invasion. You got to make a move. You got to do some guerrilla tactics and make a move. You got to know where to go to get the hell out of Dodge and escape into the night. Black into the hood, black into our safe zone. Because as Panthers, our hood should be our most safest dwelling. Why? Because the people protects us, they love us, and they respect us. See? So when we have the love and the support and the protection of the people in the hood, the pigs don't have a serious problem. See? You might have to take over some abandoned properties and abandoned lots and different things. Set up community gardens with fruits and vegetables. So as your fruits and vegetables are growing all over different parts of the city, you don't even realize you're setting up food caches. But you got to learn how to build allies, because you don't want all your caches to be noted. Some places you're going to have to hide in people's homes, plant gardens in some people's homes, in their basements or in their backyards. See? Because our job, comrades, is to teach the people leadership. Yes, we are the vanguard, but our duty as the vanguard is to protect, not only protect the people, but to teach them survival and liberation. So they can lead in the black communities. They can lead in certain areas in, of the hood. Know your terrain. Know your rights. Know your rights. Know your legal first aid. If you don't know it, you can get it from any goddamn where nowadays. Google it. Legal first aid. What to do when stopped by the police. What not to do when stopped by the police. When they come to your home, when they come to your car, when they harass you on your job, when they harass you walking down the goddamn street. Know your rights. As Panthers, we give name and rank only. That's it. That's it. We ain't got nothing else to say. Nothing else. Civilians don't say a damn thing. Name only. That's it. When the pigs harass you, keep your mouth shut. It is your right. Keep your mouth shut. So I don't want to go through all the steps because this is going to be a homework assignment for you. Legal first aid. Know your rights. And I did it. I did about three classes on this, if I'm not mistaken. Three classes. So now it's your turn to do the knowledge, research it, study it, put it into practice, okay? I am qualified to teach legal first aid classes. I am certified in that. Damn. Oh boy, y'all just don't know. Anything I could do to give this white man hell, God damn it, I'm gonna do it. If it's about the destruction of white supremacy, God damn it, I'm with it. That's the kind of vigor it's gonna take, man. We have to be willing to give more of ourselves for our liberation. I have nothing left, but I still give myself because I'm a servant of you. First and foremost. And I consistently strive to carry myself as that. Of the people and to the people. So, I want you to understand that this is a very extremely crucial time. Because in 2020, the white man will truly reveal who he is. Not that he has not already. But for those of us who still just don't believe, don't want to adhere to the teachings, adhere to what's being taught. The other day, I was doing this tattoo on a client, and a family member of theirs, in fact, the brother I was tattooing, he raised the conversation of the microchip that they're putting into black women down south somewhere. So there's a young sister there, and she got extremely pissed off. Not to the fact that they're putting microchips in black women to, you know, destroy the babies or whatever. She got pissed off. Oh, how could they do that? They would never do nothing like that. She got pissed off in the defense of white folks. So I'm just chatting away. And y'all know it's killing me. But I had to hurry because I had another session to deal with. And I knew if I jumped into that conversation at that particular time, it would have been devastating. So the sister was just going on and on and on in defense of. So her boyfriend, he gets into the conversation, and he gets pissed off in defense of. Oh, they would never do nothing like that. Well, fuck it. That's why I'm not having no more children. And just silly slave statements. So the brother I was tattooing, my client, pulled it up, showed it to him. Oh, I don't want to see that shit, blah, 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 blah. But it just shows that we have so much love for Peckerwood. Because of the fact that we have no understanding of who these motherfuckers really are and what their job is. Their job is to not be nice. Their job is to kill us. Their job is to fucking infiltrate us. Their job is to fuck up the entire planet. Their job is to rebel against everything in nature. Their job is to rebel against everything of God. Their job is to lie, murder, cheat, steal, rape, pillage, torture. That's their job. That is what these motherfuckers was created to do. You damn right I hate them. Everything about them. And until your ass do, you're going to still be making goddamn excuses in defense of. So know your terrain. Learn your path. And I'll meet you at your crossroads for African liberation. Power.
A military mind, nigga. A military mind means money. A criminal grind, nigga. A criminal grind means hustle. You know, we trade soul stores. We outlaws on the rise. Tell us niggas I despise. Look in my eye. We trade war stores. We outlaws on the rise. Tell us niggas I despise. Look in my eyes, the king in my picture. A thug nigga drinking hard liquor. This ghetto life has got me catching up to gone quicker. Who would figure that all I need was a head trigger? Semi-automatic Mac 11 just to scare niggas. Pardon my thug poetry. But suckers is born every day and fear man, growing trees. Criminal ties for centuries. A legend in my own rhyme. So
Some niggas whisper when they mention Machiavelli was my tutor, Donald Goins, my father figure. Mama sent me to go play with the drug dealers. Henceforth, we thug niggas and we came in packs. Every one of my niggas strapped, sipping on yak. In the back, my AR-15. Thug until I die, these streets got me craving Thorazine. My lyrics are blueprints to money making. Fat as that ass, that honey shaking. My niggas trading war swords. We outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trading war swords. We outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, I'm up to straight. Fucking this shit, they calling over thugging this shit. But I was just a younger nigga getting older and loving this shit. But what was I doing in this place? To the base without a pistol in the first. Fake determination in the worst, but I figured to play the war. To watch only slay a hating niggas position for I can see them all. Made it up out of there, lucky to be here to tell you. But it'll never be a repeat, people, I'm trying to tell you.
Now picture the scenery, I'm thugged out, smoking greenery. Consider the beefy, but I'm off in this game, something deeply. My eyes on CDs, that's why I'm young and burnt out. Learned to know how and how to do now, my 18 turned out. And wide open, the rhyme is smoking, till I'm a fool. In the worst place, y'all shouldn't have fucked with us in the first place. Got real OG, dropping game to the youngsters. Y'all don't want no fun, cause y'all be the next in the long line.
We outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trading war stories. We outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes. Break the walk with this gangsta woke story tale. Stacking loot up in the coop that I protect with a Mac 12. Would have left my clip in the chamber. Fool, your life's in danger. No one will remain when I come through dubbing insane. Call me Bolo Bajo Pain. The slanging moving cane. I be the nigga that's pulling the trigger and dubbing the house on the figure. More bigger balls than RuPaul. The thug life, say them all. We bust that ass up against the wall. Ever get no sign of a man. Call, we bust him down on the way to the ground. Ain't nothing but a hog in me. But something still dumb. Killing up hoes and keep my IV and G. It ain't no problem to fuck off. No problem, I fuck to my. My whole family been raised on shit that ain't okay. Ain't nothing on the surf will make a nigga like me stay. I'm reminiscing and catch a flashback when niggas ran up in my house and I was too young to try to blast back what happened then. No one would tell me since I was three. Heard that God took my peoples, now they living somewhere free. But fuck that, you got what's mine and I want that. Never dropped my guard, been on the squad since way back. And now I'm sitting holding in anger because my parents missing. Thugging immortal, we got some war stories for you.
Now look at me. Straight outlaw mortal, never gave a fuck, cause I was nobody's daughter. Outlaw for my tits and my clips, don't try to figure, cause the murderous tendencies in my mind can't be controlled, nigga. So who's the bigger, who's the quickest killer? Would you try to trip with my finger on that 9 miller? When I got your own K-9-4, praying to God as your life goes back and forth. We trade war stories.
Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eye, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas out of spies. Look in my eyes, we trade war stories.
War stories. What players do, thug life, outlaw immortals, motherfucking Tupac, aka Machiavelli. Can you feel it? Just so you know, same death row. My niggas love that shit. Drama cider in this motherfucker. Yeah, nigga. Shout out to my niggas Fader with Family. C-Bo.
Yeah.
Van Glory, it's Vanguard.
Knowledge born.
Yeah.
United front.
Tell it.
What you want?
To the Knowledge Radio.
We in here.
Yo.
What you got? Dot.
Work hard as a slave to one day be your savior. The wave unwavering. This is a labor of love. Rise with a purpose every day. Invigorated. If we were on TV, we'd be 10 times syndicated. If we waited for validation, a paycheck or accolades, we'd be starved, already lost or ran away. But when you're square, solid, and you circle too, you don't need a place for silence. The concept is conquered through. Media, not areas of people activity. A mix that don't lose ethnicity. Tightness that don't lose elasticity. Explicitly, this isn't where we give the novice regard. Nah, this is where knowledge is born. Last time that I checked, I'm undefeated. Deliver edicts, can't read this. When the gods build and manifest freedom. When lines get crossed, they may push a loss, cause they get handed a check. We kick a can and cancel your cancerous gestures. A prophet vision, precision, the prescription for the sickness is to inoculate your fate with the winning. Arrogant beginnings turn to humble endings. And US with KBA is a win-win. 1K, 1K.